This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. So we're about to discuss, I'm not going to go into a bunch of it again because we've been talking about it a lot. We're about to discuss another aspect of the communist strategy on these deportations. Then we'll get to some more emails. What's happening in Virginia? Elections have consequences. We still have to get to the race hoax stuff. How communists use that to divide up a country, all that and so much more in the second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. But let's discuss something. Now, let's make this, because this is going to be about deportations, not to give away the stupid analogy, but we're going to make this about deportations. So I want you to think about this. You're big and you're tough. Not bigger and tougher than I am. You ready? I have some things that you want. In fact, they're all candy. So I have Three Musketeers candy bar, and you want it. Right? I have a Milky Way. You want it. I have a Butterfinger. You want it. I have a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. You want it. And I have Skittles. You want it. Now, you're a person of taste. You don't want all of those things equally, right? Everyone knows that Three Musketeers is garbage. So that's the one you want the least. You know Milky Way kind of sucks. You don't want that bad. You want the Butterfinger more than those. You want the Reese's more than those. And Skittles, that's top end. That's the one you really, really want. So, I have them. You're bigger and tougher than me. You want them. Here's how it works. I put them up in a line between you and I. The Milky Way is closest to you. The Three Musketeers is closest to you. Then a Milky Way. Then a Butterfinger. Then a Reese's. Then a Skittles. That's the one that's right by me. If I absolutely, positively do not want you to get to my Reese's or, God forbid, my Skittles. You know, one of the best strategies I can use is I can fight you like a rabid animal when you try to take the Three Musketeers that I don't even really care about that much. You come over and you try to pick my Three Musketeers up off the ground because it's the closest to you. It's the farthest from me. And even though you're bigger and tougher and stronger, I fight you like a badger for that Three Musketeers. Maybe in the end, probably in the end, because you're bigger and tougher, you get it. You end up fighting me off. You unwrap my Three Musketeers and you shove that disgusting candy bar down your throat. Good for you. But now, what are you going through mentally when it comes time to take my Milky Way? Oh, gosh. All right, I'm going to go take the Milky Way. I hope Jesse doesn't fight like that again. Daggone, he was fighting hard before. And you come grab my Milky Way and I fight like that again. At what point in time do you decide, man, it's not even worth it to try for the Butterfinger? I don't even want to bother with the Reese's, and the Skittles must be completely out of reach. I'm not going through that every single time. That is exactly what the communists are doing with deportations. And the right gets confused by that because the right, well, here's a headline. ICE confronts protesters protecting child sex offender as violence escalates in Minnesota. ICE pulls right up and says, hey, you know you're protecting a sex offender, right? We're trying to go get this guy. He's a serial sex offender, and you're protecting him. And those of us on the right, those of us who are sane, normal human beings, it's very tempting to say, what's wrong? Are these people mad? They're protecting rapists and murderers? Are they totally insane? Well, yeah, they are totally insane. But for the purposes of our conversation, they also understand this. If they make ICE fight tooth and nail, the Trump administration, tooth and nail, there are lawsuits and there are judges and you have to surge troops and there are riots and people die. And there's and you do that for the rapist? Then what goes through the mind of the Trump administration now that they finally have the Three Musketeers, now that they finally have the rapist? What goes through their mind now that they just have to start with construction workers who are here illegally? Teachers who are here illegally? Nurses who are here illegally? If the Democrats, if the communists just fought me that hard for my Three Musketeers, for my rapist, I'm never going to get to the Skittles. The Skittles are completely out of reach. That is a huge part of why communists fight and why they're fighting the way they're fighting right now. Even if you can hold up the rap sheet to these people till you're blue in the face, they'll just lie about it all anyway. They lie about everything all the time. What they're doing. Half the time they're like, they're not even criminal. That they're just terrorizing communities.
The current administration has grown the size of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, except it's not people doing immigration and customs enforcement. It is a secret police force that is terrorizing communities.
So they're just lying. But you can hold to your liberal Aunt Peggy. You could show her. Because the Trump administration has been great about this, by the way. Because they're trying to make sure the normies stay on our side. You could hold up the rap sheets to your liberal Aunt Peggy. Hold on. They got this guy. And they got this guy. They got this guy. And you know it won't move her a single inch. Not at all. I'll play you something. This is from Fox News. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen. This is in my area. This is the Houston area. These are Uber drivers. We'll get to that in a moment. But listen to this.
Four drivers right here now federally charged in separate cases and face life in prison. According to court records, Barney Flores's DNA was linked to two other sexual assault investigations here in Texas and then in California. Court records describe Cesar Martel as a serial rapist. He faces federal kidnapping charges for two different victims in 2021 and 2023. Three of the suspects have been arrested and are in custody, but the fourth right here, Abdu Mikbaki, is on the run and at large. The FBI believes that there are more victims out there.
Abdu Mikbaki. Wonder what part of Texas he's from, Chris. Anyway. You could sit and play that clip for your liberal Aunt Peggy. Serial rapists, DNA, monsters. It won't move her an inch. Not one single inch. They're going to fight tooth and nail for every single foreigner they've brought here. Whether they are rapists, whether they are 10-year-old kids, and everything in between. Because this is all about power and destruction for these people. This is what they do, and this is why they do it. Power and destruction. And that is a central part of the communist strategy right now. Wear you down, wear me down, wear ICE down, wear Trump down, wear the whole thing down. Emotionally, manpower-wise, man, we surged all these troops. There was a killing. There were all these assaults. We surged all these guys into Minneapolis. And in the end, we got a couple thousand criminals. What's going to happen when we have to start deporting people who aren't hardcore violent criminals? How hard are they going to fight for them? How bad will the propaganda be? And that's a calculation. I guarantee it's already going through the minds of the Trump administration. If they're fighting like this, remember that guy, Kilmer, what was his stupid name? A guy we deported briefly to El Salvador. And then that senator from Maryland, Van Hollen, he not only loudly advocated for the guy, a human trafficker, he flew down to El Salvador and had a margarita with him on camera. And everyone on our side was baffled by that. What? How could you do that? That's a criminal. You're a United States senator. Van Hollen understands. Big a piece of trash as he is, Van Hollen understands they have to fight for the human traffickers now, because it's going to keep us scared to get the others later. Nevertheless, everyone must go. All of them. Every single one of them. Pack them up. Send them home. Send them with their families. Goodbye. Time to take America back. Time for you to take back control of your pain. It's time to let it go. Maybe you've made friends with it by now. When I say that, I mean, maybe you just kind of build it into your day. That's always going to hurt when I sit down. It's always going to hurt when I pound nails. It's always going to hurt when I get up. My back's always going to hurt. Don't do that. Don't accept the life of pain before you've at least tried Relief Factor. Relief Factor was developed by doctors, but you take it every day, and it's 100% drug-free. A unique formula, natural ingredients. Your body is already trying to fight the inflammation. The reason your body hasn't succeeded yet is because it just needs a little support. Help is on the way. 1-800, the number for relief. Just try it for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. See how you feel. 1-800, the number for relief, or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's so painful how these senators act. We've talked about it. I'm talking about the loser rhino senators, because senators serve six-year terms, as you know. And they'll spend 4.5 of those 6 years screwing you over and me over every single chance they get, defending every swampy thing, working with Democrats every chance they get to screw us over. And they all follow the exact same playbook. I told you it was coming with Cornyn, with John Cornyn in Texas, and it's laid out clear as day right now. They raise a ton of money from the swamp after screwing us over. And what do they spend all that money on? They sink a fortune into television ads, pretending like they're on our side. Do you want to know what we're suffering from in Texas every single freaking day on the news? Brutal. This stuff.
When President Trump promised to build this wall, I didn't think it was possible. But Donald Trump never takes no for an answer. I voted with President Trump 99% of the time, securing funding to finish the wall and hiring 10,000 new ICE officers and thousands of Border Patrol agents. Joe Biden opened our border and stuck Texans with the bill. I worked with President Trump to secure $11 billion to pay Texas back. I'm John Cornyn, and I approve this message.
That's what they do. I don't even mean to single out Cornyn just because I hate his guts. Low T Lankford in Oklahoma will do the exact same thing. I'm James Lankford. When I'm not trying to get amnesty done, I vote with Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham will do it in South Carolina. Mike Rounds, John Thune, they all do it. And you know what it is? They're banking on you being stupid. That's what it is. They're banking on you not paying attention to John Cornyn working with Democrats to pass a gun control bill. You were busy. You were watching the game. And then they want to lie through their teeth come election season. Me and Trump were best buds. Trump. Cornyn even has a stupid cowboy hat on. And I love cowboy hats. I own several myself. I look pretty ravishing in one, if I may say. But golly, if you've ever seen somebody who's never worn one in his life, go look at that commercial. It's freaking brutal. Jesse. We didn't want it, but we're in a war, he says. It still feels like the right just can't accept this reality and act accordingly. Do you think we'll get some teeth? Teeth take time to grow. Especially in a country like ours, where we have had such a high trust, normal country for so much of our time, it's asking a lot for most people to wake up one day and just accept that there aren't any Democrats anymore. They're all communists. I know you've already accepted that, and so have I. I wrote a book about it. That's the Anti-Communist Manifesto. Oh, I almost forgot. How could I forget? If you've been listening to the show for a while, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, I'm not going to tell you, but I'll tell you this. It's time for you to go to jessekelly.com. It's just jessekelly.com. All right? Don't worry, I'm not selling you anything. At jessekelly.com, you're going to see a place where you just put in your email address. Chris, it's big and bright. It's right there when you log in, right? Okay, it's right when you log in. Don't worry, you don't have to go hunting for it. I am not going to start sending you emails filling up your inbox. Don't worry. I have no desire to do that. That's not going to be me. I'm going to send you something free. Something you will enjoy. Something you may enjoy with friends and family. Maybe it'll be informative. Maybe it'll make you laugh. No, Chris, it's not a headshot. Chris thinks I'm going to send out my picture. Now I'm mad I'm not, Chris. Now I wish that had been part of it. I wish this was all one elaborate setup to send a picture of myself just to mess with everybody. But no, sadly, why would you even think that about me, Chris? Sadly, that is not the case. This actually is real. It's not a gag. And I think you're going to like it a lot. JesseKelly.com. Just jessekelly.com. JesseKelly. I think you'll enjoy it. All right? I'll tell you what it is soon. If you're a longer-term listener of the show, you probably have a good idea because it's something I've brought up before. If you're new, well, too bad, so sad. You should have been listening last year. In fact, what the guy was talking about, how long till we get teeth? We've lived in such a wonderful, normal country for so long where we didn't have to deal with political assassinations and we didn't have to deal with rabid animals who were out there trying to keep rapists in the country. This is a new America that, well, we have to accept that other people are going to wake up in their own time. Teeth will grow. Teeth will grow. And the communist will help them grow, remember, because one thing about him, he's never been able to control his demonic urges. He just can't. He has to destroy something. He has to do something terrible. He has to make a nuisance of himself. And when he does things like that, when normies turn on the television and they see Black Lives Matter animals storming a church in St. Paul, Minnesota, that turns those people into hardcore anti-communists who want to know how to make stuff like that stop. That's a good thing. A very good thing. Teeth take time. All right? All right. Let's talk about getting what you voted for. Let's talk about protecting your bank account and your credit score. A zeroed out bank account and a 500 credit score makes life pretty hard, right? That is happening to people all across the country, actually all across the planet, all the time, because online theft is the new bank robbery. It's the new thing. It's where all the crooks are stealing your money. They do this by stealing your information, your name, address, your social security number. There's a new data breach every single day. Why? Why are all these data breaches happening? Because they're after your information. Your information's already out there. Are they already emptying your bank account? How many loans have been taken out in your name? Do you know? You think they're going to send you a letter? Go get some LifeLock so they can protect you. They'll alert you. And if the worst happens and they get you, LifeLock makes you whole again or your money back. They guarantee it or your money back. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code Jesse at 1-800-LIFELOCK or lifelock.com. Promo code Jesse. 40% off. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We will get back to the emails, but I just think it would probably pay for just a couple minutes to peek at Virginia really quickly. Why Virginia? What's going on? Well, Virginia is one of those places that it's hard to figure out politically. Here's what I mean. Northern Virginia, the part that touches Washington, D.C. If you've ever been there, it's places like Arlington. It is as communist as you can possibly imagine because it's the people who live and work in Washington, D.C. who live there. And so it is blue, 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 as dark blue as it can get. And that's also obviously a big population hub because it's close to Washington, D.C. But you get out of there, you get out to rural Virginia, you will find two things. Some of the most beautiful country in the United States of America. People don't think about that when they think about places back east. People usually think about the Rockies or the ocean. Virginia's just freaking gorgeous. And you will also find the reddest of red states in the country. But oftentimes, Virginia doesn't vote that way. There's been all these communist governors. Crazy. But then, pretty recently, we had a Republican governor get elected there, Glenn Youngkin. Now, Youngkin was pretty friggin' solid. And people, certainly in Virginia and around the country, thought to themselves, well, maybe we have a purple state here. Maybe it's even trending red. Maybe we have a shot. All right. And by the way, maybe it is purple. Maybe it is going to trend red one day. But Virginians made a decision last election cycle. Pause, timeout, pause. Before I continue on, we have to talk about something that we address a lot on this show, but we always have to remember every single race, Congress, governor, city council, president, Senate, every single political race, always remember this, tells its own tale. Yes, there are trends, there are big trends, statewide trends and local trends and national trends. That's a real thing. But in every single race, there's a good candidate. Sometimes there's two good candidates. Sometimes it's two bad candidates. Sometimes there's scandal. Sometimes one of them can't raise money. Sometimes one of them doesn't run a good campaign. So I just had to get that out of the way. Remember, every race tells its own tale. Back to Virginia. Virginia had a chance to elect Winsome Sears, United States Marine. She was that black lady who was lieutenant governor under Youngkin. Instead, they chose CIA alum Abigail Spanberger to be governor, and they have control of the legislature as well. They just got this control. Now, the only reason I'm bringing this up is not because I feel like you have Virginia on your heart, of course, unless you live there. I'm bringing this up because what I think is happening is this. I think Virginia is giving us an idea right now of what communists nationwide will do if they take power again, wherever and whenever they take power. Virginia is moving at breakneck speed right now. Virginia, the legislature, the governor, they're not operating as if they're a purple state, never know. Virginia is operating as if they have complete communist control and as if they intend to keep complete communist control. I won't even go down the list of everything they've done. Stopping any cooperation with ICE. Here, this one is from Christian Hines in Virginia. Quote, Democrats in Virginia have introduced a bill that discriminates against white men in government contracting. For discretionary contracts under $100,000, white men are barred from even being considered unless there is literally, that's his words, no competition. And even then, this bill allows agencies to award contracts to women or minority-owned firms that are 5% more expensive than a bid from a business owned by a white man. That's one of many. They're passing steps right now as we speak to make sure judges let people out without bail. They're passing steps as we speak to give lighter sentences even to sex offenders. They got power, and they, because they were afraid of the Republican governor they just went through, because they wanted to make sure that never, ever, 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 ever happens again, they sat in the driver's seat, buckled up, got out on the highway and hammered the gas to the floor. And this, the reason I bring it up is this is the lesson every Democrat, elected and otherwise, in the country has learned over the last 10 years. It's the wrong lesson. It's a horrific lesson. It's going to bring us to a terrible place. Nevertheless, it's the lesson they all learned. We didn't go far enough. We have not done enough to destroy and demoralize the other side. That's the only lesson they learned from all this. All of it. That is meant to wake us up. I know it woke me up because I believe that is what's happening. These are the stakes of the game. We talked about it last night that, look, stakes are important. Stakes can make things extra spicy, but it does pay to remember those are the stakes of the game. Jesse, thank you so much for the pep talk about deporting illegals who are criminals when they entered illegally. All the left keeps saying is, well, they haven't done anything wrong. They haven't committed any crimes. I told my husband, my ex-husband, they committed crimes when they crossed the border illegally. I haven't known how to combat what my ex-husband says about how ICE is being so mean. Next time he says anything, I'll say the same thing you're just asking. How can you nicely deport people who don't want to leave? I'll use your example about somebody sitting on the couch that doesn't want to leave. This is something that we have a hard time with, and not just dirty communists, because most of the time they know what you're saying is true. They just don't want to acknowledge it. That's part of their thing, is pretending like they don't understand reality. This is more for the normies out there, the normies that may be in your life who don't like the video of ICE apprehending somebody. Oh, my goodness, there's these guys, they're in body armor, and there's a woman on the ground, and she's screaming that she's in pain. What are they doing? I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. There's no nonviolent way to move people who don't want to be moved. That's not a thing that exists. You can't wish it. You can't bring out a social worker to talk them into it. When you have people who don't want to leave a building, a state, a country, you have to remove them. And it involves some kind of violence. It might involve pepper spray, handcuffs. It might involve slamming somebody to the ground. God forbid, but it's already happened in terrible situations. It might involve bullets if the situation gets deadly. That sucks, but that's life. That's how it works. All right. Pam Grier, iconic black actress from the 70s, I would say, from the 70s. Pam Grier went on The View, and she said something. Something that's an outright lie. This is something that's unbelievably common with black leftists. We'll talk about that next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So there's a thing that exists in this country for high-profile black celebrities, or they're not all necessarily celebrities, but you'll understand what I mean when I play it. And I find it, yes, kind of aggravating, of course, but I find it to be fascinating. And here's what I mean by that. If I said to you right now, now, you know, I'm 44 years old. I was born in 1981. And I said on television or on the radio, or maybe you and I, maybe we ran into each other at Waffle House, and I said to you, man, I remember like it was yesterday where I was when JFK got assassinated. What would you say to me? That's a lie? What? You're a liar. What are you talking about? You weren't even alive then. You just told an obvious lie. Even if we weren't talking in person, you would immediately turn to the person next to you and say, "What did he just say? He remembers where he was when he wasn't alive." That's a verifiable lie. Yet, we see things like this all the time from high-profile black communists in this country, and there is none of this, that's a lie, from the mainstream at all. This was Pam Grier on The View. Before I play it, I want to remind you that Pam Grier traveled a lot, military family, if I remember right. She was also born in 1959. This is what she said on The View.
And sometimes we would go from, tree shade to shade to get back to the apartment. My brother and I, my mom, with bags. And my mom would go, "Don't look, don't look, don't look." And she'd pull us away.
Wow.
Because there was someone hanging from a tree. And they have a memorial for it now, where you can see where people were and left. Mm-hmm. And it triggers me today to see that a voice can be silenced.
Mm-hmm.
And if a white family supported a black, they're gonna get burned down or killed or lynched as well.
Yeah.
That's a lie. It's not just that it's a lie, it's an easily verifiable lie. It's my understanding, it's hard to tell what's recorded and what's not recorded, and the whole history of lynching is weird, but from my understanding, the last recorded lynching in the state of Ohio was in the year 1911, which is, about 50, almost 50 years before Pam Grier ever came out of her mother's womb. So Pam Grier sat down on national television and not just told an outright lie, but told an easily verifiable outright lie, and everyone just kind of went along with it. And this is such an insanely unhealthy place to be for a society where we have allowed this to continue for this long. It's unhealthy for everyone. Everyone gets that, right? This is unhealthy for every human being that lives in the United States of America to allow this to continue. And I know there are so many different reasons behind it. I get it as much as you can get it. I understand the list of reasons. We could go down the whole thing. That, yes, there's a whole bunch of white guilt in the country. I understand that's one of the reasons. I understand that oftentimes successful black people have black guilt, where they were able to make it out of bad circumstances, and in order to try to relate to black people who maybe still are in bad circumstances, they have to pretend as if they've been oppressed or gone through terrible things. I understand that communists using race to divide society up and create more angst and division, I know that that's a big part of it too. Look, we could go down the list of the reasons, but the truth is, This is such an insanely bonkers, unhealthy place to be for a society where you I can just stand up and say, the day JFK died, I remember where I was. I was in the fifth grade. My mom held me close and she said, Jesse, our president is dead. And I sobbed and I said, Mom, no, it can't be. But I was born in 1981. And that's not humanly possible. And if I ever said something so outrageous, so dishonest, you would understandably crucify me for that. And I am a person who, as you know, I'm a bad person, and I lack shame. Even I would be too uncomfortable to say I watched JFK get assassinated. It's just so ridiculous. And yet, this stuff is... Oprah does it! They wouldn't let me in there because I'm a black woman. LeBron James is a billionaire. One of the great basketball players of all time. The success story of success stories. Bad upbringing. Makes himself into a billionaire. Professional athlete. Moves into a rich California mansion and promptly makes up a race hoax that someone spray painted something racist on his front gate. By the time the cops got there, he said, oh, we already painted over it. Why is this a thing? This should not be a thing. This is ridiculous.
And sometimes we would go from, tree shade to...
She's even pretending to be emotional about something she made up.
Shade to get back to the apartment. My brother and I, my mom, with bags. And my mom would go, don't look. And she'd pull us away.
Wow.
Because there is someone hanging from a tree.
What?
And they have a memorial for it now. Where you can see where people were.
There was somebody hanging from a tree. And she just made the whole thing up. And that's something that we're just going to allow people to get away with now because they're black? That's not a good place to be. We'll do some other stuff next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.